The following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised. This is Vaguely News.
Coming up, the ANC launches a new condom. Refs to face potential red cards in test matches. And we speak to All Blacks coach Ian Foster. Very good morning to you. It's Saturday, August the 6th, 2022. Welcome to Vaguely News. I'm Rob Vega. At the conclusion of the ANC Strategic Shenanigans Symposium this week, President Cyril Ramaphosa launched the government's condom rollout plan while denying rumors that he secretly put pineapple on his pizza. Ramaphosa said he would not be deterred by the allegations and said the focus would now be on the successful release of the new condom called the Jacob Zuma.
I would like to say I will not allow these allegations to deter me from what needs to be done to launch a new condom. A new condom, a much broader one called Jacob Zuma. It does not make noise and it comes in different flavors.
Moving to rugby now, and as a result of issues raised by World Cup winning coach Rossie Erasmus in a secret, then not so secret YouTube video last year, refs at this afternoon's test match between the Springboks and the All Blacks will be subject to disciplinary measures just like the players. For example, refs who mistakenly red card a player will be blindfolded and made to remove their shorts while performing a mini haka, complete with tongues and shouting. Former Springbok coach and Supersport pundit Nick Mallett believes that the ruling is a step too far.
Look, I'm in favour of improving the standards of reffing at international level. And, you know, we've been working with many stakeholders to get the guys to use all their resources, you know, like the touchline ref and the TMO. But honestly, reffing is a tough job, and making the guys strip and wear blindfolds because of a bad decision, you know, it's a bad idea.
And finally, it's a pleasure to welcome All Blacks coach Ian Foster to Vaguely News. Lovely to have you in South Africa, Ian. And I know everyone here is really looking forward to the game this afternoon. You guys settled in, all happy with your accommodation and the rest?
We are.
What? What's wrong, Ian? Just spit it out.
We didn't get what we want, and that's always bitterly disappointing as a coach and as a team.
Why don't you say something?
Look, it's...
No. You should have said something, Ian. No.
Right now,
you should have opened your mouth.
There was a clear message about a couple of things, and so...
And so? So what? Actually, no, there is something. I heard that you did ask for bigger, fancier rooms with, what, mini bars, and there was some commotion about your hotel. What was that about?
Well, look, there's been a huge amount of noise, and, you know, let's face it, that's largely, like, our doing.
Well, I'm glad you see that. Anyway, look, so back to the point of all this. Are you feeling confident about your chances against the Box this afternoon?
We want to put our hand up and say we need to get beaten by a better team.
Right. And you think the Springboks are that team?
I hate saying that, but it is reality.
So, look, Ian, am I hearing you right? As the All Blacks coach, you're saying you want to lose this afternoon?
You know, 100% best thing for this All Black team to get beaten by South Africa.
Okay, well, no argument from me. I think it's going to be a stonker of a game, and may the best side win. And that's it. That's Vaguely News. I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up with Rob Vega.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 103.7.